Boone can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Right. Good morning, Chicago. I am not Ron Cowgill. I'm Rich Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Have a problem with your house? Don't know what to do? Give us a call. 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install that tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, or replace a switch or outlet. Again, give us a call. 877-711-5611. Got open phones right now, so get your question in. The first hour, we'll be talking, taking your calls, and have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with me, by the way. In the second hour, we got Clutter Clarity with Robbie. In the third hour, we'll be talking with Greg Mitchell from CrawlSpaces.com and taking phone calls, answering your emails the entire 3 hours. Join us on Facebook Live right now, maybe. Did you hit Facebook Live?
We're live.
Randall? Okay. Well, I know, but I didn't share it yet because mine says something went wrong. Yes, I got banned from Facebook this week because I said something about somebody monkeying something up and it didn't get any better. So join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org. to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tutor.com, and the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcast previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on the homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to them at mightyhouse.net. And you can also subscribe to the newsletter, which then has links to all these things. And then you can save the links in your favorites. It's way easier than searching for it. Video clips are available to show at mightyhouse.net and Mighty House YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse, #MightyHouse. All right. Give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. Have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're non-toxic, environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right.
No, wrong mic.
In the next hour, we'll
but
talk
this mic
about stuff.
Goes across the table.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Well, good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Ian. So I have Ian. Ian.
Why are you shaking your head at me?
I can't remember the name of his call.
She's just jockeying the microphone around at will, you know.
Well, the one I usually use has this whole big setup here. Well, this is just, you know, so I thought, well, maybe I was using the wrong one, but I'm not. But then Randall just shakes his head at me. Hey, good morning.
Robbie, you use whatever microphone
that's right.
You'd
keep
like.
Swinging
just
that
keep
thing
swinging
around.
Them all around. We got like so six to choose from.
Yeah.
So I'm filling in for Ron Cowgill this morning.
Who are you?
Yeah, Ian Snook from Accurate Remodeling Company out of Spring Grove, Illinois.
Spring Grove, Illinois, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So what kind of Accurate Remodeling? I'm sorry, Rich.
No, I was going to say, it's kind of funny. If you actually looked at the newsletter, we had his information on there, all of his contact information, which is his phone number.
That's right.
He's kind of old school.
We keep it real simple.
No email, no website.
Well, we got an email, but we only give that out to certain people.
Right.
You know, it's a technology laden world.
Pretty funny.
It's a technology laden world. I mean, you're just a slave to it. You know, it's nonstop.
I'm not going to argue that.
It's nonstop. It never ends. But what else we got for the show today, Rich?
We are so damn connected to everything at work that, I mean, I could be sitting here doing this and I'll get a text. I can log into the server at my office and I can sit here and work for the next 3 days like I never left the office.
Right, exactly. Everywhere you go, anywhere
you
in the world, 24/7.
My phone, same thing. Everything I do.
I was talking to a guy. Remember years ago when they first instituted pagers? You know, if you were kind of high up in the company, you needed a pager. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want a pager. I don't want to be a guy. No. and then you had to drive somewhere and get the payphone and then call the office.
Well, that's something I take. So I got two young guys working for me. Both of them have degrees in construction management. I don't know why people pay for this stuff, but it is hilarious. But so they have degrees in construction management, and they have their little charts, and they know how to use all these little gadgets, and you know.
Can they swing a hammer?
No. And they have no clue what they're doing, no clue what they're looking at. I mean, it's funny.
I stayed at Holiday Inn last night.
That's my point.
No, that's it's funny. You know, you talk about
no practical knowledge.
Well, you talk about hiring, things like that. I mean, the whole generation's coming up. They, you know, it's and not of no fault of their own. They start off with technology. I mean, these kids are. I mean, they got cell phones and tablets in their hands from the time sure. they're 4 or 5 years old. They're playing with it's entertainment, and they're so connected to that. So no one's getting out and taking the bicycle apart or you know cutting their brother's big wheel in half. Not that I ever did that.
No. That sounded like it came from experience, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a good punishment for that one. I think my big wheel broke, and my brother still had his, and so out of spite, I think I cut his half.
Scavenge parts, did you?
I think I did. my brother Gordon, I'm sorry for that. If I've never made amends for cutting your big wheel in half, consider it done now. You know,
my younger brother was always, he's a mechanic and he owned a shop, and it's not really surprising because he started taking lawnmowers apart when he was like 5 or 6 years old. You know, he'd come home.
The neighbor's lawnmower, though.
No, my ours.
Oh.
And my dad used to get so mad at him, but my dad, instead of beating him, made him put it back together.
Well,
and it was fun. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No, my younger brother, by the time he was 7, could rebuild motors. So, you know, when you're in 7th, 8th grade, and you got to do the science fair stuff.
Yeah.
So he brought in a lawnmower engine and it was all disassembled. And in his 30-minute time frame, he put the whole thing together. And the teacher thought that was just being a smart ass because he slapped this thing together. He goes, yeah, but will it run? He goes, well, I got to tighten it, put gas and oil in it. But yeah. Next day, he came back with it all tightened up, gas and oil, one pool, started up.
There you go.
And he's still a mechanic to this day. Go figure.
Is that right? Yeah, see, he was a natural. He was a natural. Oh, see, now, I got a hold of a Phillips screwdriver, I think, when I was, I don't know, 6 or 7. And I took my dad's brand new Cuisinart apart. Now, to own a Cuisinart back then was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Okay, that was an expensive piece of Cuisinart. He went all out. Sure we didn't have a lot of money when I was young. And, man, he was very upset. And the only thing I really remember from it goes, now, if I was the guy that had taken it apart, I probably could get it back together. But at this juncture, forget it. In the garbage bin it went. I think he spent about a half hour trying to put it back together.
So that was one of my father's favorite sayings, is that any child with tools can take something apart. The trick is to know how to put it back together.
Yeah, without a coffee can full of spare parts.
Well, there's a whole nother story there I'll give you. So talking about spare parts. So my older brother now, apparently I'm a saint, but my older brother, he had bought a 59 Volkswagen. Now, back when he
much
bought
better
it,
than a 58 Volkswagen.
Well, when he was 16 years old, he had no idea that it actually had any value because 59s are pretty damn rare.
Today they are, yeah.
But, yeah. So, but anyway, he wanted to cut the back of the car off, you know, and expose the motor like he always did with Volkswagens, right? That dune buggy look. So he cuts it off, takes off sheet metal and stuff. Well, the car runs hot forever. It won't stay cool. So my father explains a simple thing. You know, they built 13 million of these? He goes, yeah. He goes, if that part was a dollar, they could have saved $13 million. So if they didn't need it, they wouldn't have put it on there.
Probably not.
So that's when we started learning that if it's there, it's there for reasons. So
I don't know what it is. I think the last three times.
If you have leftover parts, it's not good.
The last three times I've been here, somehow Volkswagens have come up. I think we had a guest last time, and she said, oh, I had a Volkswagen. I said, oh, what a terrible car. She said, oh, I love that car. I said, yeah, you turn the heat on, it's like a dog panting on your leg. That's about how much heat it gave out.
Well, there is no coil, no heater coil. It's just
They had heat exchangers,
warm air.
Yeah, it had heat exchangers and it blew them through the heads. I mean, you know, back into the mechanical talk. I don't know what it is with guys in construction, right? They're gear heads. This is like how things work. You know, we've always been interested in the way things work.
Yes,
you know, from the lunar lander to your sump pump, we got it covered.
Right? All right. So, yeah, no, I was at a shop yesterday, my guy that does all my precast work. And you guys don't know, up in Chicago, we never use precast. But it's decorative concrete that we would mold together and, you know, and you just put it all over your house. It could be your freeze molding, cornices, brackets, anything.
What do you do? Glue it up?
Pretty much. Well, our houses are all stucco, so you put it up with, you know, mortar.
Gum?
No, stick it to the wall. PL3000 works great.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break here.
Give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. You have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. Non-toxic, environmentally safe. Learn more at Mr. Floor.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Coke Robbie.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
All right. We're back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. TuneIn.com and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. Have that chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products, all non-toxic, environmentally safe. You can learn more at Mr. Floor.
.com. I'm listening. I didn't know if you played the game with me.
Start laying that track down. You can't do that. All right. Ian Snook's in for Ron today. I'm Rich Calgo. Robbie's there. Apparently busy. Probably still trying to log in. Let's go to the phones. I left Will on hold during the break, so I don't know how you turn it on. I can't reach it from here. Hello, Will.
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Will.
Including your guest host. How you doing?
Good.
You were reminiscing about you know, when you were kids and when you played with bicycles and stuff as your first really mechanical thing. Mm-hmm. I remember. I'm 63, so I remember when I was young, we used to take bikes and tear them apart and put different parts back together. And there was a bike shop near our area down in Beverly Morgan Park where they actually sold some accessories as opposed to just straight stuff. And so we put the big sissy bars on them and the banana seats. And I remember my brother had a huge 6-foot sissy bar with a Maltese cross. He got an old drag chute from a dragster and put it on the back. He went and he took his fork to the local auto place and they welded the fork to extend it. And he put a little teeny tire on the front. And we would drive around with that. It was like motorcycles, but on our bicycles. And sure. It was really cool. And it was funny, too, because you noticed after a while that Schwinn Company noticed what the kids were doing, and they started doing it because you'd see advertisements in the comic books for modified Schwinns, like the lemon crate and the... apple crates and all the lemon crate was cool because you could re-pull a lever underneath the seat and turn your butt and you could actually steer with the back tire. So it was a nice little deal. But it's funny how, you know, the kids come up with their own stuff and then the companies, at least back then, would follow along with the trend.
Absolutely.
Good marketing. I mean, I remember my brother too used to be into Big Daddy Roth, you know, with his, Rat Fink, all the stuff that
all the artwork.
And the one thing I remember more than anything else is my brother driving uphill on 95th Street on the south side against traffic with his tricked out bike. We actually went over to Dan Ryan's Woods, which is a forest reserve down there. Hill on Dan Ryan's Woods, which used to have a toboggan slide before it became politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, toboggan that slides are the best for bicycles.
Yes.
Yeah. That hill is the tallest spot in the city of Chicago, and we used to drive our bicycles down the toboggan slides during the summer, which was dangerous as hell, but we didn't care, because when you were a kid, you were trying to kill yourself.
That's exactly. That's fantastic.
You didn't have your helmet on and your padded suit?
Helmet.
Oh, no,
I know.
Only the quote-unquote special children wore the helmets.
Yeah, we never had helmets.
But
no.
Yeah, it was fun, and you know, it gave you. You talk about, you know, what do they call it? Free range kids. I remember I would hop on my bike. I was like 9, and I got together with my friends, and we got up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, hopped on our bikes, and drove from. Well, we were about what was it, 109th and Homewood on the south side by Western. And we drove all the way up to Riverview, which was at Western and Belmont, and went to Riverview. And the lights started to get dark outside. We're supposed to be home before the streetlights were on. So I called my mother to let her know we'd be late. She goes, "Where are you?" We say, "Riverview." And she goes, "What?" And I hung up the phone on her, and we got all the way back. And she's yelling at me for being out late, and but not for being in a bad neighborhood necessarily. But, you know, you could drive, you know, 10, 15, 20 miles on your bike, and it was
fun.
Well,
people don't realize Cook County's done a great job acquiring property and connecting all their paths so that you could literally drive or ride a bike or walk, however you wanted to motivate yourself. But you can get from the far south side all the way to the north side, well north of O'Hare in Cook County, by path. But it takes time. But that's why we have all the wild aminals coming back.
Well, yeah, but when you're kids, you want to go off the beaten path anyway. You wouldn't use the bicycle path.
There's a great bicycle path from Chinahan, Illinois, which is right near Joliet, all the way down to the Mississippi River following the I&M Canal. It's pathways the whole way. And you can bicycle it, you can do it, you can walk it if you want. But it's just, what have we lost now? The kids are not doing anything that is actually getting them dirty and occasionally stubbing their fingers and getting them cuts and bruises occasionally.
Now we have disinfected rubs at every door opening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you want a good immune system. Just get really filthy a lot, and build up that immune system.
Eat dirt.
Oh yeah, I used to get my brother to eat dirt. Who didn't?
We all did.
Try some of this. It's fantastic.
Right. Will, thanks for the call, man. Always good to talk with you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Will.
Right. Thanks, Will.
Thanks.
Bob.
How about Robbie? Did you get all dirty when you could you take your bicycles apart?
I never took my bicycle apart, but I remember one time we grew up around the Riverview area, and it wasn't a bad neighborhood. Well, thank you very much. But there was a cinder track, running track in our neighborhood. And when we were little, my parents, we would always go there to, you know, play softball in the park or whatever. And we took our little bicycles over there. My brother and I were racing around the cinder track, and we both wiped out. And I just remember
Scrapage.
Yeah. And I just remember we were little enough that share a bathtub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, sure.
And they just took us home, put us in the tub, and just soaked and soaked and soaked to get all the cinder out of our whole bodies.
Yeah.
Epsom salts.
Oh, God.
Man. Warm water and Epsom salt.
It was fine.
The old, what they call the cream that you put on, it would burn like crazy. I can't think of what you call it.
Bactine?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, my God. That would send you through the Bactine. Oh yeah,
yes,
nothing. Oh, it's got to kill everything because it almost kills you just from the pain that it creates. you wish for the end once you put that stuff on a gut.
So speaking of killing Ian, we're playing my favorite game today. I've already
killing
posted
Ian.
It on.
What?
Yeah, you said it
what
kills you.
Wait.
You know.
Oh.
You said it almost kills you. So I said, speaking of killing Ian, my favorite game. I've posted it on our Mighty House Radio Show Facebook Live. I've posted on Mighty House Radio Show. My favorite game, Stump the New Guy.
Stump the New Guy?
Stump the New Guy.
Oh, gosh.
How come I don't have that post? Did you hit enter?
I did.
I got. Last
Am I the
I
new guy?
Aniki saying hello, everyone.
Okay.
She said hi.
Let me just double check.
Am I to be considered the new guy?
Ian, are you... very, very busy with accurate remodeling.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I didn't finish my statement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was waiting for you to retype.
We were trying to fill in the gaps, you know what I'm saying, until you get organized.
No, he just asked me if I hit send or whatever. Okay, stump the new guy. Okay, so the idea is call us, 877-711-5611. Randall, wake up. Phones are going to start ringing.
The producer's sleeping. That's never a good sign.
711-5611. If you can stump Ian with your house remodeling or...
Oh, that won't be hard to do.
You'll win a prize.
What's the prize?
Oh, it could be a bubbler.
It's a bubbler. How did you know it was a bubbler?
What's a bubbler?
It's really not a bubbler. It's a level.
Oh, did I send you... Rich, did Ron send you the picture that I sent him back with in conjunction with that tape measure level thingy?
No.
So yeah, you want to hear? Do you know the wacky houses that people build where the windows are like this and the doors all?
Yeah.
So I said, hey, look, check what I built with your tape measure and your level.
Nice.
And it's this house, everything's crooked and everything. I said, it works perfectly.
Well, because I will admit the level on this one.
It could be a little out.
It works in one direction.
In one direction?
Yeah, like if I set it this way,
yeah,
it might be fine, but if I turn it around, it runs uphill.
So do what you do when you're too cheap to buy a new level. You just draw an arrow on the level and say good, and then you put an X on the other side.
Yeah, but I just do what they call level average.
Oh, okay.
Find middle ground with the bubble.
I just spent a bunch of money on a whole set of new Stabilas.
Oh, did you?
Those are
nice.
I'll tell you, my plate level.
See, you just screwed up.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for watching. Your son is not here today. That would be Ron's mom.
Oh, is Ron's mom?
She watches all the
time. Ron's mom.
Oh, I call her mom,
too. Isn't Ron's mom going to... Mom's not going to the wedding?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't even know that Ron's not here and at a wedding. You'll have to tell us.
My mom doesn't listen to this show and she knows I do it. Ron's mom listens to the show and Ron's not here.
That's crazy.
Damn, she's a much better mom.
So the number, 877-711-5611. Call, ask a question of Ian. He is an expert, you know, people. And if you can stump him, but you'd have to, Rich is his backup, though. Rich is his lifeline.
Oh.
Is Rich phone my lifeline? Friend?
Rich is phone your phone
Well,
you're
going to have to do the phone a friend.
Phone a friend. So if you can stump the two gentlemen, you get a prize. It's a really cool Mighty House. It's a tape measure. It's a notepad. It's a bubbler, which is a level. So,
and just by calling in, you're already in the drawing for the your choice of
for the new Chevy Tahoe we're giving away.
Oh, wait, let's do the legal part of that.
What do you mean we don't have a Chevy Tahoe?
We don't have a Chevy Tahoe. What's out front?
It's a little
Robbie. What'd you bring today?
It's a little matchbox Chevy Tahoe. That's the part we didn't tell you. It's a diecast.
Let's give away Robbie's car.
That would be great. Did you go through Sonar's car? Was that the one I was seeing you organize?
Yeah, give that.
No.
No, it was Randall's.
Randall.
Oh, that was your car, Randall?
It was horrible.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go in that car without a hazmat suit on.
It was just his ride.
You need a penicillin shot after you get out of that car.
It was horrible.
You were talking about ways to get good immune systems.
Well, that's true. Now you got me on that one. I'll bet you're healthy as a horse, though, aren't you? See, it never fails.
Right. Of course, you know, after the fact, and Robbie never did hear this, so I like busting stories out, but he dumped all that in there for her.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. All right. Give us a call, Mr. Flora Helpline, 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Cleaning products, non-toxic, environmentally safe. Learn more at MrFlora.com.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I built that. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mike's live.
Hey, we're back, Mighty House. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of credit union membership in your community. It's the best way to buy a car. $100, open up the credit union account, buy a brand new car, take all the incentives, walk out of the dealership, go refinance it at your credit union, cut the interest rates down, and get all the incentives. That's how you play that game.
That's the angle.
Podcast previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Give us a call on Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. Have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products, non-toxic, environmentally safe. You can learn more at MrFloor.com. God, it doesn't work when Ron's not here.
I don't know why. There must be a delay.
Could be.
We got to get some microphone stands in this joint. I'm telling you. When's the last time that thing got greased? Probably when it was manufactured.
I think there's a delay, Rich. Right?
Could be.
Oh my gosh.
Stump the new guy, 877-711-5611. Contestant number one.
Contestant number one.
Do we have a contestant?
Is there somebody on the phone?
Contestant number one, hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, contestant number one.
Hello, Robbie, Ron, and Ian. So, my question is...
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
What is required to be built in every new home in Chicago?
Well, lots of
two
stuff.
Two stories and under.
Back door?
Well, gosh, you could name about 2,000 different items.
Right, be more specific. There's a lot of things.
What's required to be built?
State of Illinois requires it to be built in every new home. And the state of Illinois since June 1st, 2015.
Passive radon system.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, good answer. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Good thing we had phone-a-friends.
I stumped Ian.
You did, because I'm a remodeler, not a new construction
but
guy.
But he had phone-a-friend.
I did have phone-a-friend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Rich beat me to it. No, you had me on that one since June of 15. Now we got to explain what passive radon.
Go ahead there, Jeff.
Passive radon system is a pipe in the basement floor or subfloor that will take the radon gas from the bottom of the house. It occurs naturally coming up from the earth. That can be switched from a passive system, which means airflow, to a active radon system where you can put a blower on it and make it an active system.
So basically what it is a real fancy piece of 4-inch Schedule 40 that you throw under the floor and vent it outside.
Yes, but it actually doesn't vent. Yeah. What it does is it's called sub-slab depressurization.
Pressurization.
Sure.
Exactly. I wasn't going to get too technical.
But
what are you doing?
I figure most people wouldn't have understood sub-slab depressurization.
Yeah, but the reason you do that is, and most people don't realize it, is that you know, radon gas, you put drain tile all the way around your foundation, and then you run it to the sump pit inside your house, and the sump pit rarely, if ever, is a sealed pit.
Right, and that gathers up the radon gas.
So the radon, you just gave it the path into your home.
Right.
So by doing the sub-slab depressurization, you're allowing that pressure to go up through that stack. The other thing is, you're supposed to build the best, and I use 5-gallon pails for it, but you have to build a pit underneath that pipe. You can't just stick it in the ground. You want to give it a low spot. So, and I actually put one, which, by the way, a passive radon system a plumber can do, but if you got to put a little motor on it, now you got to hire a licensed guy.
Well, and you got to have the vacuum gauge on it and the whole everything else, right?
And I had a flow sticker, and I had a label on my electric panel that says, do not turn off breaker, you will die.
Now, what happens if you're a naysayer like me and say, well, we've been living with radon gas. Illinois is everywhere. Every basement has radon to some degree in this state. And so what if you're
not
a naysayer?
Not in the city.
No?
Not so much in the city. It's caused by the naturally occurring bedrock. So the further you get from bedrock, like in the city of Chicago, a good portion of it is built on landfill. Those areas have low to no radon.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a couple.
Shanahan, Manuka near Joliet, they have a lot of radon in their basement.
Yes. Yes.
So how much time do you have to spend in your basement before you get any effects of radon gas? 30 years?
Well, it all depends on the person. I wouldn't make that statement. It depends on the person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
is there any, well, what I'm asking is there any real data to support the need for it, or is it just based on speculation? We should get rid of radon, it's bad.
More or less speculation. They say like 15% of lung cancer cases are caused by radon gas. And
15?
Radon gas in itself, it has such a short half-life. Mm-hmm. You know, everything nuclear has a half-life.
Yep.
That it's harmless to you unless you're inhaling it during its split at its half-life.
Oh,
that
sounds
kind of
complex.
Yeah, now you've just changed the odds to whatever. I don't know. I mean, I think it's just because it's naturally occurring. It's one of those
causes
deals.
Cancer. It's the next lung cancer right underneath smoking. So that's where it's at.
And I wonder how they prove that. I wonder what the science is behind that with the data. I'm always skeptical of those types of claims until they can really
tell
you what the proof is.
Radon came about, like the discovery of the radon gas in homes came about from a guy in New Jersey. I think it was New Jersey. I can get the state wrong. But anyway, it was an employee at a nuclear power plant. And every day they had to go through the screening to see if they were exposed.
Okay.
And the guy set off the alarms at the power plant.
Interesting.
So they started checking, and they realized it was from him going home, getting in his easy chair in his basement, watching the TV all night. He was absorbing enough radon gas that he set off the alarms at a nuclear power plant. Now, that doesn't mean it was a lot. You figure they got low-level detectors at a power plant. Exactly. But that's where this all started from.
Interesting.
Until then, nobody ever saw, heard, thought about it.
Interesting.
It's a pretty wild stuff, but... And I don't mind, Jeff. I agree. Putting the passive radon system in, it's certainly kind of a no-brainer.
Well, it's prudent.
It's easy.
I just wish that the architects and the I see too many new homes that are supposed to have it that don't. I would just wish the architects and the contractors that build new houses would make themselves aware of what's supposed to be there. I wish city planners that review permit plans would go, hey, where's your passive radon system, you know? I mean, it's not technically a city code or a county code or whatever, but it's a state law.
So it's a state law.
That's the problem.
Okay. But it hasn't been...
But it's not in the code book, and it hasn't been adopted by municipalities.
That was what I was asking. So it hasn't really been adopted by all the municipalities then, huh?
No.
Interesting.
It's got to go into the IRC.
It's not a code. It's a state law. It's a requirement.
Right. I get it. We go through all that stuff all the time. I mean, it's crazy.
I tell people, so like we finish a lot of, you finish a basement. If you're going to, live down there, you're putting a bedroom, something like that, you should test. You should test and then probably think about remediation. If it's just storage and you're never down there, I tell people you can displace radon by opening a window for 30 seconds.
And that's the other side of that problem. So even to do a radon test to get a licensed tester in there, he will bring in his specialized equipment. It'll sit there for 2 days, but you cannot open a window or a door.
Right, exactly. Because you can get you can get rid of it in a matter of seconds.
So it's like carbon monoxide. If you've got a low-level carbon monoxide leak, you can go in and out. You're fine.
You can actually increase it. Yeah, or if you open the wrong windows, you can actually increase the amount of radon in the house.
Probably for a short period, yeah.
Well, and then you think about it, if you don't have makeup air in your house and you have any kind of new furnace, because everything now is draft-induced, so you have a little motor on there that's forcing the combustion chamber to blow the gases out, well, it's got to get makeup air from somewhere. So it's coming out of your sump pit.
Back to the sump pit.
No, seriously, what else do you have open?
No, you're 100% right.
You can close your house up and you're going to draw air from that sump pit.
I'm sure the highest readings, you take radon readings, the highest readings are always going to be right around the pit.
Yeah, and in the city of Chicago, the last addition I did, I put a sealed sump pit in there and a sealed ejector.
All right, well, that's it. My next house is going to be on stilts. That's it.
The inspector made me take out the sealed sump pit.
Really?
Yep, they made me put in a pit with gravel because it's Chicago. We don't do normal stuff. We do stuff we did in the 50s and 60s. That same house has a lead shower pan.
Oh, I love lead shower pans. We just brought that up the other day. Never seen one that leaked yet.
True story, but... Yes, let's take all the lead out of every fixture. By the way, that has to be a lead shower pan. Sure, we got that PVC material we could use. No, lead.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've seen a lot of PVC liners with holes poked in them, and I've pulled out probably 50 lead liners in all my years, and I've never seen one that had a leak in it.
I have a guy down here in Florida, that he actually... created his own business, and what he does is fiberglass.
So he actually hand lays fiberglass and makes
and
the
and
pan.
Resin. So you make the pan out of fiberglass.
That's pretty good thinking, actually.
And he's an old boat builder. It doesn't have to be pretty because we mud set tile over it.
Yeah, sure.
But you can run the fiberglass 6, 8 inches, 10 inches up the wall, whatever you want. He gets about $200 or $400 a pan because it's about a half day each.
That's cheap.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Fiber. I would have never thought of fiber. Everything but the fumes.
Bad, but he's a little wacky anyway.
You know, MEKP in a small area doing, working with polyester resin in a 5x5 room is probably not really very good for you.
Yes. As long as the bath fan's working.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just
sending it up to the squirrels that are up in the attic.
That's right.
They're all whacked out.
Jeff, have a great holiday.
You win a prize. You must.
Yes, you get a bubbler.
You got me.
Have a great holiday weekend, Jeff. Talk to you next week.
You too. Thanks.
Good question. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
But yeah, so this guy goes around, and I pay him to make fiberglass shower bases. And these are not decorative. I mean, like I said, we tile over them, but you have odd-shaped showers and stuff, and it's hard to fold those corners, whether it's leather or
PVC. So he forms the pan, and then what? You dry pack it, then you use dry pack, fill it with dry pack, and then tile it? Yep. So just like a liner. It's just taking the place of the liner.
It is, but I can do – it's what's great is I can do any shape or form. So it works really nice.
That's
but nice sweet. little niche the guy's got. Have you, with that big old fiberglass.
Now, have you been in the room while he's laying the fiberglass?
I check on him, and then I leave.
Yeah, for about four seconds.
It,
oh, he's got to, because I'm telling you.
Yeah, he wears a respirator.
I've worked with plenty of polyester resin, and you don't want to be –
not
want
for
good,
long periods
it
of
says,
time.
It says only use in well-ventilated area. Right? A bathroom is not necessarily a well-ventilated area. I think they mean like a boatyard.
Right?
I mean well-ventilated area, like outside. Like a pole building.
Exactly. All right. So we're broadcasting worldwide and live on MightyHouse.net, Twitter.com, Gab Radio Network. You know what? Give us a call. We'll be back right after this break with the tip of the week.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
All right. Wow.
What enthusiasm. All
What's
right.
Up?
No, I just about to start talking.
Another day in the radio.
Like the seatbelt sign just went on. You know, I got to fasten your seatbelt. All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Follow us on the Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, hashtag MightyHouse.com. If you want to know what's going on in the show, and if you actually sign up for the newsletter, you would know what was going to happen today. It actually was titled Mighty House Without Ron Cowgill.
Aww.
And I don't even know if Ron caught that, because the same header's on there all the time. So I put the without.
Right. It just says with Ron
I
Cowgill.
I bet he probably just
blasted
right
past
that. Well,
you said you put on your seatbelt and say, this thing's so off the rails, you need a three-point harness. Helmet.
I know.
Forget the seatbelt.
This is crazy.
Robbie, what are you working on?
Well, sometimes I'm preparing things in case it gets
dicey.
Like,
or
run
out of
dead
things
air.
To talk about?
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Like slows
exactly.
down.
Yes.
Robbie, last time, this is only the second time I've done the show with Ian. Because he normally, when I'm out of town, Ian comes in.
Right.
Exactly.
No, Rich, you and I have never done the show together. I've always filled in for you.
But you were in a while back. But anyway, no, there's no dead air.
I was out
today.
And
there's
probably unlikely. No. Probably unlikely.
Okay. Well, usually Ron just looks at me and goes, "What do you got, Robbie?" And I go,
"Well, that's what I just did. I said, "What do you got, Robbie?"
Well, you said what I was working on, which is
I implied the same thing. What
oh,
do you got?
Oh, did you? Oh,
well,
I thought
yes.
you were like, "Why are you ignoring us?"
No, I don't care about that.
Because people don't realize. I mean, I do appreciate that Rich is on the Facebook Live. Wait, it's time for the tip of the week.
It is?
Right.
Do tip of the week. Don't talk to me now. This is Rich's moment in the sun.
My moment.
The moment in the sun.
It's my moment.
Well, you better lather up with some SPF 30, pal, because here it comes.
Exactly. Wait, let me just.
What do you got for us, Rich?
All right, hey. Randall, can you play that song? Wait, I adjusted my blinds. I should look brighter now.
You do
doesn't
look
mean I'm more intelligent.
Yeah,
you look fantastic.
All right, here we go.
What a handsome man.
Bang, 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 boom, 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 bang, 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 bang.
What was that?
What the hell is that?
That's
I like it.
What was it?
I thought, for a second, do you remember a band called The Youpers? It sounded like the intro to a Youpers song.
Are they from Northern Michigan?
Yeah. Do you remember? You ever heard of them? Oh, it's hysterical.
No,
oh, they
really?
Were hysterical.
What was that?
Yeah, what was that? It
was
loud.
A throwback for a year ago. If you can tell me what it was, I'll give you a dollar.
It was all of us doing the.
Call them twice, you get $2.
Making hammering and
Yes.
I don't know what that was. That was pretty.
Those are some of the worst Foley artists I've ever heard in my life.
And you owe me a dollar. Just saying. Right. And a better attitude, if you know you don't mind me saying.
So that's the lead into the tip of the week. So this week's tip of the week, as lame as it is gonna be.
It's not
this
lame.
This is my,
it's fantastic.
One of my favorite topics. So when I first met Ron, and him and I would go around, and we would do how to hire contractor classes at libraries and places near
Library.
Library. It's got an R in it. So. One of the funny things is that
Library, L-I-B-A-R-R-Y. I figure R-Y? Your tip of the week is going to take two segments anyway by the time that you got started. So I'm just making sure we extend it.
The extended Stay America class.
So hiring contractors, you're going around to libraries because, of course, that's where everybody goes to find out where to hire a contractor.
Well, you know, we would host these things in association with different groups, you know, so it was all good. But one of the things that always amazed me is people go out, they get three quotes, right? However, for whatever reason, people were taught to get three quotes.
Yeah, I don't know why that's the magic number.
And the funny thing is, in Europe, they throw away the high, the low, and go with the middle. Here, everybody inherently takes the lowest, which means you've set yourself up for disaster.
Oh,
already.
I don't think always.
Not always, but never a helpful thing.
No. If they did, I'd be out of business.
Are you telling me accurate remodeling is inexpensive?
No. No, that's what I'm saying. If they took the lowest bid every time, I'd be out of business.
Oh, yes. But for the most part, that's how people are taught. So anyway, but I've always found that when I was doing a $500,000 or $700,000 addition, I used to put houses on houses. Those people would just like me, trust me, and we'd go forward.
Yep.
But if I was doing a $50,000 kitchen remodel, they would call everybody, every residence. And it had to do with not that they were less trusting. That was their 50 grand. That was all they had. It was, you know, that's a huge investment.
Yes.
So I totally, totally understand that. But one of the fun things we did with the classes was a reference list that we get from NARI, the National Association of Remodeling Industry, on their website. And I put a link to it in the newsletter, is a questionnaire to ask references. And the number one question on this list is my favorite.
Which, okay.
Is the contractor related to you? Because my mom will never give me a bad reference, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, yeah, use this.
Oh, is the reference related to you? Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if Ian, you could tell me, call your reference. And if your reference is your brother, aside from the one whose Hot Wheel you cut in half.
Yeah, right. My first cousin, my second cousin, my third cousin, my third cousin's husband.
They're going to give you a good reference, and it's a little biased.
You don't know my family very well.
No, I don't.
Or your friends.
You can't trust any of these people.
Alrighty then. So then he asked, did the contractor offer ideas, innovative suggestions to the project so it'll fit within your budget? You know, were they helpful? Was the crew, the subcontractors, were they courteous, polite, trash your house or not? You know, those things are kind of important.
Yeah, so, being clean. Was the contractor clean? They clean up. Did they use tarps, protection? They protect the rest of the house appropriately?
You know, and it's the thing. When I was training for the EPA on the lead safe work practices, most of what we taught was putting down plastic and cleaning up after yourself. Now, we had a couple specialized ways of doing it. And basically, it was don't use a regular shop vac. Use a HEPA vac and do everything else wet. As long as it wet, you were pretty much safe. And it was amazing how much pushback you get from people. I'm like, dude, if you're remodeling somebody's home, you're going to tell me you don't protect anything, you don't clean anything, you don't turn the furnace off, you don't turn the AC off.
As I say, turn the furnace off is a big one.
Yeah. To me, a lot of that's common sense. But do we have to have a federal law that tells you how to clean your house?
Well, it's funny. Every job that we do as a matter of anything that involves any real demolition or remodeling, We always, as a matter of course, we have the furnace serviced. We have the filters changed, the furnace cleaned and inspected.
Mm-hmm.
That's always done at the end of our jobs. My HVAC guy just goes out and he takes care of it. It's not even really in the bid. We just do it as a courtesy.
That's really nice.
Right.
I like you more and more every day.
thing's filthy. No, I mean, guarantee, no matter how hard you try, I'm telling you.
And it wasn't from dirty. You. It was that way before you started job, but now you're just making sure that, yeah, but we just make sure 60. We're not contaminating homes.
Right.
New homes that I build down here because of our climate, we run air conditioning, obviously, in the home because you can't work on it otherwise, but we use temporary air. We do not even fire up the units until the house is done. And we set out.
What do you
like
use?
Rooftop units? Rooftop units,
okay.
On trailers in front.
But you're
yard.
Just doing air conditioning. That's a little different too.
Yes.
Right.
Well, until we fire. Well, we have electric strip heaters, but I turned the last time I turned the heat on in my house was July of 2013, and it was only because I was buying the house and I had to see if it worked. All right, listen, we got to go. We got to take a break. We'll be back shortly. If you missed the tip of the week this week, I did. Then you can watch some other ones on YouTube. Give us a call at Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. We'll be back shortly.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.